Welcome to the Business Breakfast with CMC Markets on Jazz FM. Start your day with the latest business and city news and enlightening guests with Johnny Hart.
Now, the Business Breakfast team would like to think that we're able to demystify the language of finance and speak in uncomplicated tones, let's say. Well, a new book, The Finance Book, also aims to do just that, explaining the fundamentals of finance in a straightforward, easy-to-understand way. Well, I spoke to co-author Stuart Warner, who first explained the reason for writing the book.
My co-author and I, Sai Hussein, we spent between us 20 to 30 years looking at this in practice. We've been in organisations from the bottom right through to the top and seen people not understand finance, which is what's prompted us to write this book. We are not academics. We are practitioners. We've been there on the coalface. We've been there. We've done it. We've walked the walk.
It's very true that people do get very confused by the wording and the lingo, let's say. You might look at your accounts and think, well, what's the difference between sales and income, revenue, etc.? Does this book help with that?
Absolutely. You've hit the nail on the head there, Johnny. We try and demystify all these different terms. I mean, let me give you another example. You could be sat around a board meeting and everybody's talking confidently about the bottom line. And you will feel like you have to nod along as well. I mean, what is the bottom line? Are we talking about net profit? Are we talking about profit before interest and tax, profit after tax? And these are some of the concepts that we get into the depths of in the book.
So do you have a specific audience in mind when writing a book like this?
Yeah, this is specifically for non-finance professionals. We are not trying to create accountants, which is what many books in the market actually do.
Can you give me an example of a specific chapter?
Sure. One of the things that people face in a business on a regular basis is financial statements. So we run through these and explain them very clearly and simply, what's inside them and their key components. We look at how to assess a company's financial health. We'll show you some very simple key performance measures and how they actually link to business value. Run through the sources of business finance, whether it's equity, debt, and we'll even run through some alternatives as well. And what's very important is financial management techniques. So in the book, we run through the techniques which are used by the most successful companies and give you some examples.
So it sounds to me like this is a very good book for somebody who is about to start a business or has been running a business for some time, hasn't really got into the nitty-gritty, has done the basics, maybe turning over a reasonable amount of income, but avoid some of these subjects because they are quite difficult to understand unless somebody tells you them in a fairly straightforward way.
Absolutely, Johnny. I mean, I've gone through my career meeting many people who've successfully got to the top of their organisation by avoiding finance, because it's one of those areas where people put their head down in the meeting and say, this is the accountant's role. But we strongly believe that finance should not just be for finance professionals. It should be accessible to everybody. And this is what really makes a difference to a business.
There are a lot of books like this. What makes yours so different?
Part of the research in writing this book, I think between myself and my co-author, we've read just about every non-finance book on the market. We've really aimed to make this different, very, very accessible, not academic at all. People have got the ability not to read it cover to cover, but just to focus on the bits that they need. One of the key features is that it's cross-referenced. So, you know, like you browse something like Wikipedia and you'll move from topic to topic. We've tried to recreate that in a book format.
That is author Stuart Warner. It's on the Business Breakfast with me, Johnny Hart. In a moment, we'll take a look at what's making the business headlines with David Buick from Panmure Gordon. But first, let's have some traffic and travel.
This is the Business Breakfast on Jazz FM with CMC Markets, bringing the America's Cup home with Land Rover BAR.